I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
Episode 5, 5A. Why? Why is it 5A? Because we recorded another episode that'll be out next week. It is a Radio Labyrinth Presents interviews with Mr. Jeff Hayes, who is, just probably the best working audiobook narrator, sound designer, and so forth. And we've been talking about his the books that he narrates for a long time now, the Dungeon Crawler Carl series. And that'll be out next week. So we recorded two episodes this week. I'm pretty pumped about that. Terrible tragedy. We are in 2025. January is not disappointing in the tragedy department. First L.A.
Oh, no. First, the terrorist. That was January 1.
And fog.
Oh, it was. The terrorist?
Yeah.
Oh, and the fog?
The New Orleans thing.
God, it's been a long year already.
That was day one, yeah.
Day one. I don't even remember the fog. I just remember that people, watched our podcast because of that. But then last night, as we were recording this, last night there was this horrible plane crash in Washington, D.C., where... I believe a Black Hawk helicopter, was it, from the Army base there, crashed into a small jet carrying 70 people, 67 people. Everybody's dead. And there were innocents involved all around. Nobody knows how it happened yet. They're investigating it. But to not disappoint the people who are, what do we call them, tragedy vampires, last night, within a half an hour of the plane crash being reported and going viral on the news, certain people were blaming certain presidents for this, and I'm talking about whatever. It doesn't matter. We're not gonna get mired into this discussion. But then, then today the press conference, and then for some reason this Pete Buttigieg's problem. So I don't know. How about you wait a day or two or three, and find the black boxes, then do your press conference. Do the press conference. He says we're really thinking of the families. We're going to be there if they need anything. We're going to help, people through this tragedy. But right now we need to investigate what happened.
Nah, that's not how this is going to roll.
It's Pete Buttigieg and the DEI people that were flying the helicopter. No, we don't know. He doesn't know. I guarantee you the reason he reacted that way is because he was, taking a shit last night, looking at his phone, looking at social media, and people were criticizing him.
And then I just sit on my golden throne.
You seen the way he
I did talk to, it was so weird, at the end of the day I had to call this patient whose mail got returned to us, and it just so happened that she has been an American Airlines stewardess for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And she told me all day she has been fielding calls from people, and she the pilot, she knew the 28-year-old pilot that was
from Georgia.
Yes. And one of the other crew members was from Gwinnett or whatever. And she said, from what I can gather from the people that I know, what it looks like happened was that the Black Hawk, they were given clearance by, they told the FAA from the tower, they told them to be aware of the plane that was coming. They thought it was the plane that was taking off. That's the plane they saw. They did not see the plane landing because they had just recently scrambled. And as soon as they told them that and they thought that they saw it, that's when they shut the radio off. And that's why they did not get a follow-up call. So, yeah. And I'm also thinking that maybe his DEI crap that he's screaming about is not just about that, but she told me that she's been told that that pilot for the Black Hawk was a female. So that might also be part of his
whole... Women can't drive, know that.
Exactly. She never should have been there. Never should have been.
Why are they bringing all of these illegal DEI people and making them fly helicopters if they don't... They look... We're not going to explain it. We're just telling you. We can't explain it. We're not going to explain it. We're just telling you things that we see and we hear. We're not taking any sides. This is a side-free podcast. We're a dodecahedron.
Hers was not political at all. One moment did she mention any politics. This was just purely mechanical knowledge, people that she knows that is, you know, airline executives, all this other kind of stuff. That's what they're all saying.
Steph, you have the... what is that? That is the Capitol. No, what is that? Is that the what do they call that room?
I believe. I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what those two staffs are called on either side of the American flag?
No.
I believe they're called fascista or fascia. A bundle of rods tied around an axe, an ancient Roman symbol of authority of the civic magistrate carried by its lictors. These are called Roman fasces. Or fascio littorio. So that's what those things are called. I just thought it was...
fascio clitorio?
Fascio clitorio. Beautiful right there in the Senate chambers. Yeah, but that's what those things are called. Isn't that interesting? A bundle of sticks wrapped around an axe.
You're a bundle of sticks.
But as a bundle, we form a mighty...
You calling me gay?
Hey, you can't say that anymore. It's 2025.
Why don't we have American axes up here? Why do we got some stupid Roman axes?
You know, those Washington, you know, the original, the founders and all that, they were gooning to the Greeks and the Romans and fetishizing their fascista.
Yeah, I'm glad that's over with.
All right. Well, listen, seriously, that is a tragedy, and tragedies are bad, and our hearts go out to the families of the people. And if I were a reporter, I wouldn't go up on somebody whose wife had just died in a plane crash and go, "Can I see the last text?"
Fuck you, lady.
Oh, God.
Did you see that last night? A guy was sitting there in the airport, you know, his wife's died. And the guy, can you show us the last text she sent you?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, she didn't have time to go, "Oh, there's a helicopter coming." She didn't. Nobody knew. So what were you expecting?
Asking me dumbass questions like that.
We're going to have fun for 4 years. We're going to have fun. And damn the torpedoes and all that jazz. But it has been a fun week on the confirmation front. People
It'll still be fun when all your teeth fall out because there's no more fluoride in the water.
That won't happen. A lot of countries don't have fluoride and their teeth are just fine.
You sure about that? You sure about that? That's why?
However, it was fun watching Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm being right behind Bobby Kennedy Jr. as he's being grilled all week by Senator so-and-so, all these shrieking harpies, and then the ass kissers. You have those. And then, you know, the other two that aren't fun. RFK Jr. is fun because he's nuts.
It feels like when you watch the hearing, it's like watching somebody ride a bike in Australia while they're being attacked by magpies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. These are my ravens. They won't leave me alone. I just find it funny that all the people that are screaming at him get millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical companies. And he snapped back at Bernie. And I think Bernie really likes him. I don't know. I don't care. But it is fun to watch.
Mr. Kennedy, I am getting tired of the narrative that we as Democrats aren't concerned with the fact that vaccines cause autism. That's kind of like what you were implying. And my son has dyslexia. You don't think I'm worried about autism causing vaccines?
I don't understand your question. Did you say that autism causes vaccines? Your son has dyslexia?
Yes or no?
He wasn't able to read. the container. Are you?
Yes or no?
I'm trying to finish. Did you not receive $1.5 million from Pfizer and other groups last year? It's no surprise to me that you would be against my nomination. But when it comes to
Mr. Kennedy,
yes,
is your brain worm Elon Musk? Yes or no?
My brain worm. Well, I had had it drinking contaminated.
It's a simple question.
It is not Elon Musk. But I would like to go back to your question about your son who can't read.
I only have 3 seconds. Go.
Dyslexia has been known to be caused by Pop-Tarts. And I think we ought to get rid of it.
You mean Tart Pops?
Tart Pops cause Ixlexida. I hope I answered your question, Senator. Do you have any more?
Don't you think if that Black Hawk helicopter had been vaccinated for HPV... that it would have seen the plane approaching.
When a black
yes or no? Hawk, just a yes or no?
I need to be able
yes?
to
yes? No?
No, I don't. Because when a Black Hawk helicopter is born, it doesn't need a battery. Why would it be getting that at birth?
All right, I can't do this or I won't be able to do the podcast. Those are great questions, Senator Steph. Thank you very much. Oh, I hope you get another $1.5 million next year.
It was preposterous, but it was preposterous.
Oh, the yes or no?
I couldn't handle it. I mean, it was. They all did it.
They're all screaming. They're screaming.
Oh my God, they're all
acting.
Yes, they need to stop putting this shit on TV because that's all they're doing.
Well, if you take it off of TV, these networks aren't going to survive. It should be on C-SPAN. That's where it should be. And then at 5 o'clock, to quote Norm or to paraphrase Norm MacDonald, from 6 to 6:30, that's all the news you need. And you just show clips of it. My favorite part of the whole thing was how the Kennedy family, like his cousin Caroline, who's JFK's daughter, she's like, my cousin is a predator. He's the worst Kennedy. I'm like, are you really serious about that? Did he drive off a bridge and leave a woman to die while he went home and tried to figure out how to get out of it? No? Then he's not the worst Kennedy. All right, we can move on from all this because it's boring, Jeff and Dustin.
I will say that as bad as the ball gargling from the Republicans people in the committee, the hypocrisy of the other side was just as disgusting.
It's fun because people actually watch it and actually believe that what's going on is real and not some sort of show. It's a show. It has to be a show. That's the only thing that makes sense. After Obama was gone, everything after that is just a show. It has to be. How could it not be? It's not a very entertaining show. But it's a reality show.
I prefer The Apprentice. I wish we could just go back to that.
You're fired. You're fired, Steph. You're fired. All right. So Super Bowl is in a week or so from when this show comes out. I'm calling it the Who Gives a Shit Bowl. I'm not going to be watching it. All the commercials are out already for the most part. I had a chance to watch the When Harry Met Sally one. That was pretty good. Pretty funny.
Probably. It was very good at the end.
Oh, yeah. What, you like watching a 70-year-old woman with Botox?
No, the Sydney Sweeney part. Organ.
Oh, this, yes, okay, I forgot about that part. I forgot about the Sydney Sweeney part.
What is Meg Ryan, motorboater?
No, God, her lips would explode. That was a pretty good commercial, but I'm not going to watch. I have a prediction at the end. When the Chiefs have won and Travis Kelce is out there kissing Taylor Swift, he is going to get down on one knee and propose to her. And boy, oh boy, that is going to be the best part of it's football. That's what I like. That's my favorite part of football.
It's well, as Bill Burr says, it's sports entertainment.
Yeah, well, that was funny. Bill Burr, what was he on? Was he on with Rich Eisen? And yeah, Rich Eisen wasn't buying it. Or maybe he does, but he can't say. Did you guys watch that? Bill Burr talking about it. He goes, What did it's sports entertainment.
Like wrestling.
Yeah, like wrestling. Yeah. I guess he's not a fan of the Chiefs. But Jeff's in a real dilemma. I guess you're going to root for the Chiefs, aren't you, Jeff?
Yep.
Because of the Saquon.
Yeah, and the defensive coordinator.
You don't like the Eagles. You never have. But don't you think that Saquon deserves... you know, that opportunity to hoist that trophy?
Nope.
Come on, I had a rough night, and I hate the fucking Eagles.
Dustin, how do you feel?
Hug it, chug it, football! All night!
Steph, what was this David Portnoy thing? David Portnoy bet $1 million, right? But I didn't really...
on the Bills, right?
Yeah, to win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess he fucked himself.
Oh, And well, and I think he would have been okay with it if he didn't feel that the whole that the game was rigged, because I mean, and you think it showed over and over. The Bills got that first down. They clearly got that first down.
They had three. This game was bullshit.
It was absolute bullshit.
If you ask me, I think that that it was rigged.
Sure. I think most people feel like that, that it was rigged. But he's especially pissed because he lost $1 million because of this bullshit.
Yeah.
And he was also, I think, irritated with the coach of the Bills for doing that tush push.
Well, yeah, because they don't do it right.
Exactly.
They have their running back truck do it instead of linemen.
Portnoy should be a coach. He should at least, I don't know if he's got enough money or if they would ever let him, but I think he would be a great team owner.
He might be. He's a fascist, though. All right, my prediction. Who put 31, Chiefs 31, Eagles 27?
Me.
So you don't have faith in the Eagles, and you are rooting for the Chiefs. Steph, do you have a score prediction?
I think Jeff's is pretty much right on the money. I would go with that, 31-27. Defense. I mean, they're kind of evenly matched, but also I do think Kansas City will win for the Taylor Swift proposal moment, as you have said.
I think so, too. Dustin?
I think it's going to be 0-0. They're going to call it a draw.
Awesome. Asteroid strikes the stadium before the game starts.
Yeah.
Well, make sure everybody's out.
It's time for news, trailers, and trends with Steph.
I guess you guys have all seen the whole fact that Wretch Gemstones, they're going to end after season 4. It was pretty upsetting. Which I know that's usually McBride's M.O. Yeah. Usually doesn't go past 4 seasons. We got 4 of Eastbound and Down. We got 3 of Vice Principals.
Yeah.
So we have 4 Righteous Gemstones, but we might actually get Valen Hall to come on and talk to us about it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to be there the week of the premiere, the week before the premiere. So we can wait until after the show premieres.
And that'll
have you guys seen the trailer for the new season?
Yeah.
Good.
They're making a movie.
Yep.
It looks fantastic.
Teen Jesus.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody today at work who had never seen it, but was a huge fan of Eastbound and Down. And I said, it's pretty much, you know, the two main guys, or at least one of them for the cast. And if you like that show, you'll really enjoy this. So he's going to give it a shot. I love this show, man. And I think it's time to start a rewatch. Plenty of time to get caught up before the new season starts, right? You watch the first season, the second, third, and then you get caught up. And then we can talk to Valen Hall, who plays... Well, who does she play in the show, Steph?
Toilet Baby.
Toilet Baby. Yeah, but I always forget her name.
Aunt Tiffany.
Yes, Aunt Tiffany.
I mean, I think it's just, I mean, as Toilet Baby, I mean, what do you...
Yeah.
That show.
And that one won't be a presents. We'll have her on the regular show because that'll be a lot of fun to chat with her.
Tim, you got to tell me, what is this old people news about Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, who put that in there? Who put the old people in there? Jeff?
I did.
Oh, is that a dig at me because I liked that other old people show?
Well, they're having a Little House on the Prairie reboot?
Yeah.
Netflix is doing this?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, God.
They say it's going to be more based on the books, though, than the show really was.
Oh, so it's going to be kind of hardcore.
Well, she went through a canceling Laura Ingalls Wilder. Not that she knows anything about it, but they were saying that her books were kind of mean or unfair to Native Americans and other people. But, you know, it's Netflix, and so there's a lot of fun memes going around about it being recast. I thought we could do that.
So who would you guys have play Pa?
Well, I'll go first, and then we'll do them in order, and I'll say mine. Steve Harvey.
Yeah, that's historically accurate.
Mm-hmm. It's Netflix. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Your character.
I go with John Goodman.
John Goodman?
Mm-hmm. I said Paul F. Tompkins.
I'll go Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem?
But him as the character from Old Country. I want him to play it that way.
That's great. All right. Ma... whose name I believe was Caroline. Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, God.
I said Sarah Paulson.
Jeff's right.
I said Roseanne Barr.
Yeah,
she needs work.
I guess I would probably go with, let's go younger. What's her face? The titty girl that Jeff likes. The one we Sydney were Sweeney. Talking about. Yeah, make Sydney Sweeney, Ma. This yeah, is
it,
his second wife.
It is the prairie. You
it's
know,
his second
so,
wife.
Well, not even that. I mean, they started having kids at 12, so.
True. Yeah.
Half of them died.
Yeah. You know why I love you? Because you're the one that lived. That's why.
That's right. Laura Ingalls, I think, should be played by Kiernan Shipka. Kiernan Shipka.
That's actually a good one.
Yeah.
That doesn't even seem like a joke.
No, I think she'd be good.
Yeah,
she I didn't would. Know. I didn't talk. I don't know any young people.
I said Natasha Lyonne.
Hey, I'm Laura Ingalls.
Sarah Gilbert.
You're really leaning on the Roseanne.
I'm going to say Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm Laura Ingalls Wilder.
The dirty is usually the part that you remember anyway. Mary Ingalls, Sabrina Carpenter.
I went with Alexander Daddario. You got to have the blue eyes.
She has to have the blue, the pool scene as well. Yeah. Getting out of the pond or whatever the lake.
Pool, pond. Pond would be good for her.
We have a pond in the back. We have a pool and a pond. A pond would be good for you.
Mr. French would get sprung.
I don't know. I guess Mary Ingalls, wasn't she blind?
For a little
she became went blind eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she married a guy who was blind and then he got his sight back.
I think I would probably have, for Mary Ingalls, Maria Bamford. I think she'd be good.
She'd be great.
Lisey Goranson. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, I'm just keeping the theme.
Mr. French. You know Mr. French. He was the guy that was also on Highway to Heaven.
Yeah, had the little kid and with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had the mustache. Mr. French, Chaz Bono.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There you go. Minus the beard.
Yeah.
Chris Pine, because he's got that big beard now.
I think that'll work. Dustin?
Johnny Galecki.
Okay.
And actually, that tracks. Actually,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Steph, you don't have one for
Mr. French? I can't picture it now. No. I'm going to skip Mr. French.
Fran Tarkenton. Nellie Olson and Mr. and Mrs. Olson. For Nellie Olson, I chose Awkwafina and then Josh Brolin and Viola Davis.
Sarah Chalk for Nellie.
The other Becky?
Yeah.
Nellie Olson. Maybe I'll... God bless it. I guess, what's her face? The little girl from Beetlejuice. Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday Addams.
I'd have Wednesday.
Her play. Yeah, I'd have Wednesday playing Nellie Olson.
And for Albert, who came along later in the series, Elliot Page.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Actually, perfect, really.
Yeah.
That's a Jacob Tremblay.
I say Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought about that. He'd also be a good pa.
The Glenn Quinn.
Okay, we got it. And there you go, the new Little House on the Prairie. Listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know us.
More stories?
Just a couple. I know you guys heard about the whole DeepSeek shakeup this week that shook the stock market. China busted out with what they called their, you know, basically it's their Temu AI that is supposed to be superior than what we're putting out with our high-end chips that we have stopped exporting. So they claim that they've been able to develop this AI on the cheap. And a lot of people are saying that they're full of crap, that they hoarded our premium chips prior to the export ban, or that they've been buying them on the black market.
I think that's what happened. I downloaded the DeepSeek AI app, and the first thing I asked it was, can you tell me what happened at Tiananmen Square in 1989? You know what it said? I am not allowed to talk about that. And then I went to ChatGPT and did the same thing, and it told me everything that happened. So
well, I guess that's just the difference right there. But this is really throwing a whole monkey wrench into the whole America First in AI bill.
Well, yeah, you're going to give $400 billion to Sam Altman for nothing. If what, and not to mention what China did by shorting the stock of all these companies. And just, that was pretty smart what they did. But they do that all the time. And they've been doing that for years, as long as there's been tech. They just sort of, you know, usurp it and use it for themselves. So congratulations, China.
So you know who doesn't need AI and doesn't need a cell phone or a computer is Christopher Walken. No. He came out this week and he said that he doesn't have a cell phone. He's never emailed and he can only watch TV using a satellite dish.
Who have I been sending my dick pics to?
Hey, let's talky-talky. More ping pong.
I bet you he's the happiest person alive, even though he's like 90. He doesn't, he hasn't gotten involved in any of this crap.
Wow.
I don't like cell phones. They find them to be spooky.
You're talking to me all wrong. It's the wrong tone. You do it again, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
I've never been on Reddit. I don't know where to find porn. So I buy.
I have to go to a shed out in the back.
Right.
Out in the woods.
At the Texaco. About three. Three for $9.99. Barely legal. Way past legal.
He hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass.
So have you guys ever ordered anything from AliExpress?
No. What's AliExpress?
It's like the cheap Temu, right?
Yeah, I mean,
if
it could be a cheaper Temu, then there's AliExpress. Well, this poor man, Sylvester Franklin of Savannah, he ordered a drill from them, and they sent him a picture of a drill.
What country is this out of?
Chickadee, China. They call it the Amazon of China.
Yeah, and they sent him, is he going to get a refund?
He's been trying for a long time, and they won't give him one.
Yeah, yeah.
Have been some kind of small print in there that says photo of drill when he ordered it. Because he paid like $10 for it.
No, he ordered $40 worth of stuff because he also paid $22.47 for a pressure washer and they sent him a screw.
Oh my God. Yeah, don't use this stuff. Don't use this stuff.
Definitely don't. So, well, now this is Michigan news, but if you have ever been to Detroit, you know about the American Coney Island and Lafayette Coney Island. They're right side by side. And they've been, one was started by a brother in 1917. And then a couple years later, his brother opened up American next door. And over the years, they've been sold to employees or whatever. Well, they're always in a little war. And it's, you know, like that Philly thing with the cheesesteaks.
How many hot dogs have you eaten today, Steph?
I've eaten zero. Don't you?
I had a hot dog bowl.
You're doing, you're Detroitering me. Lafayette has been shut down for rats before, and they just got shut down for rats again. And since they're right side by side, a lot of people assume if Lafayette has them, then American has them. So the owner of American, she came on to a press conference this week and was having a fit, saying that her basement was sealed up. She don't have rats. He's got rats. And
man from health department say he find rat pellet in our pastry, but I say no. It's big chocolate sprinkle, but he shut store down.
So, Steph, do you think that Dank DeMoss eats any places?
I think Dank DeMoss was on her way to probably American Coney when she was rejected her ride because they said that she was too big on the lift.
Good one.
Or that lift driver really screwed up. She just canceled it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, but and my whole thought on that was half the state is her size or bigger. So he must not get hardly any business if he's rejecting fatties for getting in his car. That's like our state motto. We're not as fat as Mississippi, but we're trying.
It's too cold. Is that all your news?
My last little thing. Who eats Grater's ice cream? I love it. They do the pints. They do them in small batches. It's so yummy and so creamy. Mm-hmm. Well, they are out of, I believe it is Cincinnati, and they've collaborated with Skyline Chili. And they've got a Skyline Chili ice cream flavor coming out.
Okay.
So it's going to be a chili flavored ice cream with oyster crackers in it.
Interesting. It seems that Jason and Travis Kelce discussed it and tried it on their podcast.
And what did they think?
Well, let me see. It says they discussed it. So maybe they didn't try it. They just talked about it. And for some reason that fucking made news. Okay. Well, if it comes to where we can get it, I'll try it.
Will you guys try it?
Yeah, I'll try it. We'll do another taste test.
Well, yeah. They're doing pints at select Kroger's in Cincinnati and Columbus right now. That would be another good taste test. This one I could actually eat.
Yeah, because it's made of milk.
Yeah, I'd totally be down for that.
Nope, I'm calling the police.
All right.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Hello, America. I'm Casey Kasem. And now it's time for a long-distance dedication. Blanche writes, Dear Casey, my name is Blanche. Well, I just said your name. Look, whoever writes these f***ing things for me needs to do his f***ing job and not double up. Look, and I want to know what happened to the bananas I left in the kitchen. Some a** ate all the skins and left the banana meat in the sink to rot and get covered with god f***ing roach. I swear to God, if I weren't dead, I'd strangle someone. Anyway, god f***ing happy f***ing birthday to serial killer Richard Steves. Old Dick was an American serial killer, who still is, because he's alive, who murdered 5 men in a multi-state crime spree between June 1965 and January of 1966. He was tried and acquitted for all of these crimes by reason of insanity. And after being released from a mental hospital, he killed his neighbor in 1985. He was tried and convicted of this crime and sentenced to life imprisonment. He's still alive, so I hope he's enjoying Radio Labyrinth. Let's look back to May of 1985 when Dickie Boy got nabbed. The number one song, Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. The number one movie, Rambo, First Blood Part 2. And the number one television show, The Cosby Show. Happy birthday, Dick. Now, on with the countdown.
Let's talk about what we listened, what we watched, and so forth on the podcast universe, this and that and the other thing. Jeff, you go first.
Yeah, I just listened to Kevin Nealon on Fly on the Wall, and I started the Noah Wiley What the Fuck today.
How was the Nealon? Is that good? He's going to be.
Yeah, he's always good on Fly on the Wall. Yeah, he was there last weekend, I think, or this weekend.
Yeah, he's in Atlanta this weekend.
Are you watching The Pit?
Yeah, I fucking love it.
I do too. It's great.
There's so much to watch. I haven't seen it. It's intense as shit.
Yeah, it's hardcore.
Like, only thing I watched this week, really, was Dexter, which I'm.
I'm behind on that. Damn.
I like that show a lot now. I didn't like it when before I got the haircut.
I'm digging it. Oh yeah, the hair was ridiculous. Steph.
Oh, it's just my usual crap.
Okay.
Dateline, murder. I'm finishing up the Mindhunter book.
Yeah. Okay. Dusted.
Mine's my usual stuff for the week. Ralph Report every day. And I'm right in the middle of Dungeon Crawler Carl 5, The Butcher's Masquerade. So.
Nice. Speaking of that, we talk to the narrator himself. That episode will be out next Wednesday. Let's see. I listened to the Saturday Night Network recap of SNL season 20, which was the last season for a lot of people. First season where Norm Macdonald took over doing the news. You're talking 94, 95.
Or so the Germans would have us believe.
That's right. And then I went down a rabbit hole for season 20, watched a whole bunch. I watched this past weekend with Cat Williams. I found that entertaining, especially since at the beginning of it, I sort of felt like Theo was a little nervous. And then by the end of it, they were just like super best friends, you know?
After the fifth joint, they were pretty good. They were pretty tight.
Yeah, boy.
He did crack him up, though. That was pretty funny.
He did. I thought it was fantastic, sir. Tim Dillon, I watched that Saturday night. That was always good. And now I'm on. Oh, and I listened to Fly on the Wall with Dennis Miller, the second one that he was on. And then I'm on Dungeon Anarchist's Cookbook.
Did you like that Norm story?
I love it.
Talked about hiring Norm to be the writer on his HBO show.
Yeah.
That joke Norm sent in was great.
Wait, I forgot about that. What was that again?
he told him to send a packet, and Norm said, I'll send you one joke. Uh-huh. And it was about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Uh-huh.
And it just went on and on and on about all the details from the the court case.
Right.
And then he said, Jeffrey Dahmer at the end said, well, he started it.
Hey, if you're in Conyers and you're hungry, or if you're in any part of the area near Conyers, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and you're hungry and you want some really good pizza or gyros, why not check out Atlanta Pizza and Gyro? They've proudly been serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. They're a great place to be this winter, and Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is ready for the holiday season. Now, no need to break traffic laws and smuggle it in from Texas, you bandits. Stop by AP&G and get $3.50 Coors Banquet stubby bottles and more. They've got the best gyros, pizzas and hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Stop by Monday through Friday, 11 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. They are closed on Sundays. Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. And if it's just like Dustin, for example, you have a good chance of winning.
I wash my hair with their house dressing.
Or you put one of those caps on so it really soaks into your scalp.
Exactly. And then whatever drips out in the night makes like a lovely little 2 a.m. snack.
By the way, their food truck is on blocks until the end.
Oh, no.
No, for the winter. I'm sorry.
Oh, just for the winter season?
Yeah. All right. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment card.
We like your comments. This show is on YouTube, where Dustin does a kick-ass job every week producing it for you. And, you know, people are leaving comments underneath, and we appreciate that. So now we will read them. Roby says, it's funny. Every time I use my Tim voice in bed, my wife screams, stop doing that. However, each time I use my Dustin voice, she just screams.
Yeah, it's, baby.
Yeah, Neil always gets mad when I use my Tim voice in bed.
Which one? All right.
My wife always gets mad when I use my Tim voice masturbating, but...
New achievement.
Yeah. New achievement. You just got... Mitch Solomon said, enjoyed the show, but I was hoping to hear William Devane sell gold. Well, you can get yourself some gold right now. Going to WilliamDevaneGold.com. Yeah, thanks, Mitch. Dirt Rusty. We need to correctly pronounce the new name of the Gulf. In the past, it was Gulf of Mexico. Now it's Gulf America. Gulf America with a southern accent. That makes sense. I like that.
That's Gulf America.
Yeah, and you know why it's the... Anyway, I saw a conspiracy video. There's a UFO down there that Trump wants to get for the energy. Glad to go.
So naming it will make us own it. Yeah, it makes sense.
That will let us go get the beautiful, beautiful UFO at the bottom of the whatever.
It's God's America.
That's right. Terry Fuller says, I hope it ends with them, Steph. And I had to think about that comment, but then I went and watched that clip, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Good one.
That was very funny. And then New 206 said, Steph was extra quotable this episode. All these bitches carrying this book around got me.
Even the dog shines on a son's ass someday.
That's right. King Reno Band said, good morning. New show is up. Thank you. And Square Dance Callers Talking said, another fine podcast, always a great start to my Saturday mornings. Please, thank you for the comments. And if you haven't left one, leave something. Do what Mitch Solomon did. And, you know, I can do characters, whatever you want. Anyway. All right. So Dustin put up a couple of polls. And the first one was, what do you think of Elon Musk's Roman salute moment? Coming in at 9% was totally inappropriate. So we have lots of Nazis listening. 18% said he's trolling us as usual. Okay. 27% said just Elon being Elon. And I believe Chris Collinsworth wrote that one.
Well, it's just Elon being Elon. Yeah.
And then coming in with 45% was, well, he is on the spectrum, which can be used for anything. Is Elon Musk a genius or just good at stirring the pot? Tied at 16% was Total Genius or Just a Great Marketer. 20% was Overrated. And 48% was a bit of both. Choose a side.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
Last week was Prime Target and Star Trek Section 31 and Paradise, which I watched Section 31. It was terrible. Sorry, Sam Richardson. He was the only good part of the whole thing.
Oh, what's those guys from Wisconsin?
Red Letter Media.
Yeah.
I have it in my queue to watch.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. They ragged the shit out of it.
Of course they
did. It was awful. I felt really bad for him being in it. And the Paradise of Sterling K. Brown show, I haven't started that yet, but I'm going to. Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, the new animated Spider-Man series, it's already been renewed for another season. Starts this week on Disney Plus. I'm going to check it out. I like Spider-Man.
I'm going to watch that. It's a new show, right?
It's animated.
Yeah, it's animated. My son watched it. And just giving his review, don't bother.
Oh, really?
Why?
He said it's not good. It's like a different personalities in everybody.
Oh, really? So it's not like your typical Spider-Man?
No.
The wisecracking teenager.
It's not fun. Oh, really? It's like a cartoon drama he's in.
Oh, man. That's bad news. That's a snooze then. You're cordially invited. This is that Reese Witherspoon, Will Ferrell movie.
Views.
It
looks funny.
It's going to be really funny. I'm going to views that.
I believe Leanne Morgan is in that.
Oh, okay.
She's told me about it a long time ago. Let me make sure that she is. She is, I think. Or maybe she was telling me Celia Weston is in it. You guys remember Celia Weston?
That name sounds familiar.
I know the name.
Oh, yeah, Leanne Morgan is in this because she was talking to me about it on an old episode of the Popcast. Jack McBrayer is in it. Celia Weston was the last replacement for Flo on Alice.
Oh, okay.
She's a tall lady that speaks like this.
Yeah, real Rory Southern Scovel. Accent. Yeah.
Rory Scovel is in it. So, yeah
that looks good.
Yeah.
And then Tom Green Country. That's that documentary about Tom Green moving out to the farm.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good. That's on Prime this week.
Cool. Thank you, Jeff. Let's do our staff picks real quick, and I'll go first. Mine is, just because I interviewed the creators of the show today for my other show, the Popcast, Nate and Megan Trinrid. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good at remembering how to pronounce things. But anyway, they were very nice. And the name of the show is School Spirits. It's in season 2 right now on Paramount Plus. The first season is on Netflix. I might give it a chance. I haven't watched any of the episode, but they were so nice and they have such passion for the show. And I think people really dig it.
Yeah, it's really popular.
Yeah. Check that out. Supernatural type stuff.
My staff pick is called Common Side Effects. It starts on Groundhog Day on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new animated show by the guy that made Scavenger's Reign, Joe Bennett.
Yeah. Ooh.
He was also the guy that did the Joe Para bathroom book with him, did all the illustrations. And it's produced by Mike Judge and Greg Daniels.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how the preview for it. It looks awesome.
Yeah. Looks really cool. Common Side Effects, it's called.
All right.
And my staff pick is a video game. They started season 2 of Call of Duty Black Ops 6. And I just wanted to put out to any of the radios, if you're gamers, hit me up.
Right on.
Does Pickle play that?
Black Ops? I don't think so. No. I know more about the Elder Scrolls than I ever want to know.
Than anyone should ever know.
Nah. Yeah,
who never plays it. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. I know way too much about it. Mine is a show that's been on for 8 seasons. And this is what I love about Max is they get all these shows that you never watched because you didn't know that they were on. And this show is called Body Cam. It was one of those shows. I think it was on ID, but they still have new seasons coming out. It is the most intense ass reality cop shit I've ever seen because everything is from the point of view from the body cam on the cop. So as soon as the shit starts, the body cam starts rolling. So you're seeing everything as it happens. So you're on the, you're like in the whole thing with them. And then it'll show them off on the side telling you about how they were feeling when this was happening and that was happening. And the most effed up part about this is probably every other episode that I've seen, the cop that's wearing the body cam ends up dying.
Oh man, that's fucked up.
So wow. it's intense. I mean, and it's like these guys, I mean, you kind of, obviously there are racist cops, obviously there are shitty cops, but a lot of times they just came from some crazy shit and then you're giving them attitude when you get pulled over. Just shut the fuck up. Take the ticket. You know, I mean, I feel like a lot of times people just assume that they suck. And maybe they're not the greatest all the time, but they do a lot of shit that most of us would never do.
Let's start a companion show, Off Duty Body Cam, where it's just like visuals of donuts going toward your face.
Yeah.
Check out Body Cam, but make sure you got some Xanax because it'll get your heart rate up.
All right. Thank you, guys. Let's do our producer shout outs and whatnot. We are on Patreon if you'd like to contribute. We have a weekly show called Radios in the Dark that comes out on Wednesdays or Thursdays, and you can watch it. We do a 15-minute, 20-minute show, whatever. But that's at any level. But you can go to patreon.com/TimAndrews where you can sign up at any level. And let's see, if you're listening to us on, one of the audio podcatchers, review us and, we'll catch wind of it and we'll thank you on the show. But you can always leave comments here on the YouTube page. Remember to like and subscribe and share with all of your friends, please. Listen, if you come in at the $25 a month level for Radio Labyrinth, you'll become an executive producer, and that means you're entitled to have your credit read every week, and of course you'll get a t-shirt. I did find out that John Allen got his t-shirt, and I appreciate it.
Hooray! Oh, nice.
Good.
Took a while, but he got it. And then let's see what else. You can have a printout, or I'll draw something for you, a fun little doodle. And more to come on that as we get together in the upcoming future. But right now, thank you to our executive producers, John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D., Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and DJ Chelsea Smith. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
And I want to say this before we wrap up the show. Our sincere condolences go out to one of our devoted listeners, Kimberly Hanley, her boyfriend at and a Patreon of ours, Adam Lavezzo, who was another great fan and contributed with us an awful lot, has passed away. He was an extremely talented woodworker and a mechanic. I mean, his Instagram feed was amazing, and you can check it out on Instagram at QRC of North GA. So QRC of North GA, it'll really blow your mind. I mean, some of that stuff's amazing. But even more importantly, according to Kimberly, he was a wonderful boyfriend and an excellent stepdad. Adam will be missed greatly. Rest in peace, Adam, and thank you for being a fan of the show. It's always sad, and I'm glad that we were able to reach out to Kimberly, and she said it was cool that we wished him goodbye. So
it reminds me, and this is only the, I think this is like the second time we've lost a listener, Marty Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like the third or fourth.
Yeah, it's the third or fourth, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you all for listening, and go check out that Instagram and just see all that awesome work. And we'll talk to you next week. And until that time, remember to keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
They say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the Radio Labyrinth. And we gotta rock it like we're still young kids. Yeah. Laughing at the world, but jokes never fade. Never fade away. And now the Radio Labyrinth will never be swayed.
No. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.